Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Devin. How may I help you?
What is the name of your company that you're customer service for?
Oh, ma'am, we're a third-party customer service for online companies that house products. And depending on the products they house, that's what we do customer service for. And we do it for over 100 companies, so it just depends on the products. But I can see if you have an account with us, ma'am, if you can give me your zip code.
37890.
37980.
37890.
Thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name?
Terry Fogel.
Thank you, ma'am. And due to security purposes, may I have your address?
314 Jericho Court.
Thank you for that. So I do see as of April 11, 2021, where you started our 14-day trial for both our facial moisturizer as well as our eye serum. And the facial moisturizer.
I did not start that.
Oh, well, did you receive these two products, ma'am?
No, I did not.
Okay. Let me see. Well, I'm just going to say the entire thing to just verify, but, like, let me know. I'm just going to say what's on the account. So, yes, facial moisturizer was $6.70 for the shipping and handling, and the eye serum was $7.45 for the shipping and handling. And this product increased collagen, reduced wrinkles, and gets rid of dark circles around eyes. And let me see. Give me one moment. I'm going to look at the account and see if it was ever shipped to your household. So yes, ma'am, it does show that it was shipped to that address. So
I never received anything, and I don't ever remember ordering anything.
But yes, it does show it was shipped there on April 15th. And it was for a facial moisturizer and an eye serum.
Okay, so that would have been $13, even if, or $14 or whatever. So why was I charged 91 something?
And I'll go ahead and explain those transactions, ma'am. Do you remember clicking a box that asked if you were 18 years old or older before proceeding to checkout?
I don't remember ordering. I've never filled out anything for moisturizer or anything that I'm aware of.
Well, anything possibly on a survey or on Facebook or an email. That's where some of our ads are located, ma'am.
I don't think so. I don't usually go on those sites or whatever.
Hmm.
Supposedly, my phone has been compromised because said that I had some kind of something. I don't know what was going on. But anyway, I talked to my bank, and they said they were going to take care of it. So I
okay,
didn't order this. There's another thing on here that was for $92.90. It's a different number than yours, but it's an 855 number as well. I got to call them, too, because there's something going on somewhere because I didn't order nothing.
Well, yes, I can explain these two transactions. So
okay.
On the website where you do the shipping and handling, it shows a box where it asks if you're 18 years old or older. And above that states the terms, conditions, that it is a 14-day trial where we'll ship you out a month supply of the product to see if it's something that'll work for you. And in the event you decide our product is not for you or you wish to discontinue, it does state that you have to cancel within the trial period to avoid being billed for the product that you pay shipping and handling on, as well as enrolled in auto bill and auto ship. So as of April 11, 2021, that's when the 14-day trial started. By April 27th is when the trial ended, and that's when you were billed for the product that you paid the shipping and handling on.
From 4-11.
What was your question, ma'am?
I'm sorry, the trial date was 4-11 to what?
Okay, so the 14-day trial started on April 11th, and then it ended as of April 27th. So that's when you were billed for the product you paid the shipping and handling on.
Okay, because I didn't order anything. That's what I'm saying. I didn't go on no free trial things. I don't do those.
All right. Well, ma'am, what I can do, I can send you to the fraud department to see if anything on your account may have been from another person. So I can
Okay.
go ahead and do so on that.
Okay.
All right. So give me one moment, please.
So how do I get this all canceled out so I don't get charged anymore for this?
Well, ma'am, I'm gonna go ahead and cancel your account, and then I'm gonna send you to the fraud department since you said you did not make these you did not make the transaction of the trial.
Okay.
So give me one moment.
Okay. What was your name?
My name is Devin. So yes, it is going a little slow, but it is going. Okay, there we
What's the
go.
name of the company this was supposed to be for?
The company name is Elevare. Elevare Beauty.
How you spell that? EL.
E as in elephant, L as in lake, E as in elephant, V as in vacuum, A as in alpha, I as in ice, R as in rake, and E as an elephant. And then the
Okay.
word beauty.
Okay.
All right, one moment.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am, I'm still in the process of notating the account to make sure you don't have to go through this again when you talk to our fraud department. So give me one moment, please. Okay, ma'am, I have you being forwarded to the fraud department. I do thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day. So hold on for one moment, please.
Thank you.
No, anytime.